The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now, it seems we've been talking about the recruitment crisis in various sectors for months. We're short of nurses, police numbers are dwindling by the week, and with the borders opening again, the government is looking outside the state and the country to try and fill the gaps. But getting workers here is one thing, housing them is another. And new figures released overnight by REWA have shown how hard that might be. Because Perth's rental crisis has sunk to a new low, with the number of homes available for lease falling to their lowest level in more than a decade. The number of rental properties on the market at the end of September sat at 1,675, with a median rent of $495 a week. The last time stocks were lower was in November 2010, and that means not only are homes as rare as a bikie without tattoos, but are getting more expensive as well. Joining us to discuss these figures is the president of REWA, Damien Collins. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Tim.
So, yeah, as I said, these numbers, they're a little bit concerning, given we know that we want people here, we need people here, but if they get here, are they going to be able to find anywhere to live?
Well, that's the real challenge that we have, Tim, and unfortunately, it's likely to get worse before it gets better. I even noticed in the press over the weekend there was 3,000 students came in July alone. So there's, now that we've got borders open, there's a lot more people coming back. And in previous cycles where we've had housing shortages, we've been able to build more housing and make that back up. But the real problem we have is we have such a long downturn from 2015 to 2019-20 that a lot of the labour who could construct the houses and make things happen more quickly has left, either gone back into state overseas or gone into other sectors such as mining. So we just have a critical shortage of skilled labour in construction, and that's the real logjam in the market at the moment.
Yeah, and it, as you say, it's not going to get any easier, because we know building shortages, tradie shortages means that the stock's not going to go up, certainly not going to go up overnight. It could take, you know, years for that to improve. So, you know, what do you see as the short-term crunch? What's it going to mean?
Well, it still means that rents are likely to continue to rise. There's two aspects to this. We certainly need to get more investors back in the market, property investors. Yes, it's great to get people a home ownership, and we obviously strongly encourage that, but there's always a certain segment of society and sometimes it's just a moment in time in their life that they want to rent, and often young people move out of home and want to rent. So we definitely need more investors coming back into market. That's absolutely critical. And so a lot of that does centre around some of the tenancy law changes that have been discussed. No decisions have been made yet, but we strongly encourage the government to continue to consider what the impact that would have on the housing market and rents if we saw more pro-tenant legislation, which meant investors left the market, forcing rents even higher. We have seen people make household size adjustments. We do see now that works for younger people. It's where instead of sharing with two, they'll start to share with three. So, but we've been through that adjustment period. There's only so far we can go with that. Clearly, that's not practical for families to take in additional people into their house. So. So really, we are in a really challenging situation. I think you'll start to see younger people who perhaps would have moved out of home will stay at home. Some of those people who were sharing the two might share with three, but that'll help. But ultimately, for families, that's not practical. So we've got to get that construction finished. We do have a lot of houses under construction. That's it's less about the starts. It's more about actually getting the labour to finish them. It's taking years to build houses, and you all heard those stories where slabs have been sitting vacant and waiting for bricklayers for months on end.
Yeah, and the data released by REWA overnight also showed that it took only about 16 days for properties that went on the market to be filled. So are we going to be looking at those pictures that we see from over east of, you know, massive queues or big rushes to get properties that do come free?
Well, yes, and we already are seeing that in some instances. There's particularly houses, there's lots of people that looking to get into homes. So we're seeing I certainly know people have had to put in 15, 20 applications to get a house. It's a terrible time for tenants at the moment. It's It's really challenging, and rents are inevitably going to continue to go up. It's just simple supply and demand, and it's cold comfort, I know, but we do have still relatively cheap rents compared to most capital cities, and it's cold comfort for tenants who are experiencing the challenges at the moment. But they are relatively affordable, but they're going to get less affordable simply because there's far more demand than there is supply of housing.
Mm. And on the other side of the fence, as it were, listed properties for sale were also down last month compared to August. So not only does it seem that that rental properties are hard to come by, but if you're looking to buy a house as well, that might be getting more difficult before it gets easier.
Well, absolutely. We've got just over 8,000 houses for sale. And to put it in context, if you add the two, the houses for sale and houses for rent, we're at about 9,700 or thereabouts. So to put that in context, in 2017, we had 30,000 houses for rental sales. So it just shows you how we've dropped over 66%. Look, the housing, the average day or median days to sell is 15. So that means half the houses are sold in two and a bit weeks. It's still pretty buoyant out there for sales. So definitely, if almost all areas, some areas a bit patchier, but almost all areas are still very much a seller's market. And that is, and there's a challenge. We have seen some tenants go and buy homes, and that's been fantastic. They've said, well, rents were no longer cheap, and I can afford to go and buy. But of course, that's not practical for everyone. And yes, so we still expect house prices to rise, albeit the interest rate cycle is likely to moderate that growth, but we still expect we'll see moderate growth just given the lack of supply that we have and the strong demand from all the population looking for housing.
Hmm. And you touched on it earlier. You've been pushing the government to get round the table and talk about new rental tenancy laws. I mean, what do you think should be the top of their agenda when they're considering those?
Well, one thing that we, when we look at it, the laws are around obviously giving tenants more rights, and some of those proposals we do support, particularly the rent increases only every 12 months rather than 6 months. I think that's a fair and reasonable outcome. But you've got to, ultimately, the private sector provides 85% or more of the housing in WA for renters. So without having a private sector investors in the market, the government just simply can't provide all the housing that's needed. So what we haven't seen as part of this review is, well, how do we get more investors? Yes, we might give tenants some more rights, but what does that mean? How do we encourage more investment? So things around stamp duty relief are off the plan. There's a government scheme at the moment that's going to expire in October next year. We'd love to see them make that permanent. So that will encourage more people to buy apartments. Again, at the moment, they're hard to build because of cost, but that'll change. So certainly things have to be working hand in hand, and any tenancy changes need to be moderate, and so that still encourages investment. And on the other side of the transaction, we want to see more investment in property, as the private sector does the heavy lifting, and we need planning and taxation in structures that encourage people to come back into the residential property market.
Well, yeah, as I say, tricky times for the housing market, both in rentals and sales, and I'm sure RERA will keep updating us on the data as it comes in. So, President of RERA, Damien Collins, thanks for joining us on The West Live.
My pleasure.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.